Okay, so this is the start of the November 30th, 2011 Technical Advisory Task Force meeting. And this is Frank Dick Weepus, and we'll just go around and do roll.
Joe Hayward.
Jim Fuller.
Pete Lawson.
Katie Knocker. Ann Siglio.
David Young.
Okay. And so we have a quorum, and the agenda is to review the legal review of the draft RFP and the proposed RFP announcement. Okay, so we have right now we're reviewing the recommendations from the law firm representing the city, and then we can go in and look at the RFP again.
And mostly what you're going to see in this letter from Carrie Connolly at the Local Government Law Group is pretty much what you will find in the RFP. She just explained what she did here with the changes. And that she had added exhibit C, Charlie. Wow, look at the leaf here.
This is a very full meeting. Now we have we just started the meeting.
So anyway, that's what the letter from Local Government Law Group does is explain the changes in the RFP, the draft RFP, the addition of exhibit A, which is just the thing that we have to include with all of our contracts. And also the announcement, which is something that after we go through the RFP, we might want to talk about timing wise there. So do you want to do that page by page in the RFP?
Sure. Do you want to go through the, so the modifications have been made to the RFP. Okay, so let's just start out on page one. So they've started
some legalese.
Some legalese. It looks like there's the contract rule 70.015A was referenced here regarding formal selection procedures. So that way we wouldn't have somebody contesting the RFP once it's awarded, I imagine.
Well, it basically requires us also to use a formal process because of the amount of money involved in this contract.
So in excess of $100,000.
So a lot of this is for the city's contract renewals, but it doesn't pertain to specifically to the proposal.
Exactly. In fact, she really didn't make any changes to the guts of the proposal, if you will. It's mostly just legal issues. One of the questions she had on page five where it says eligible proposer, she wasn't sure that we should include that qualified to conduct business in the city of Newport, but if they're going to be conducting business here, I am pretty sure that our business license ordinance would require them to have a business license, and I'll talk with her about that provision.
Is that all that means? They got to have a business license?
I think that should stay.
I think it should stay, and the reason is because if somebody comes in without a license or something like that, and the city spends money on something, then somebody will find out about it. And
it's a nightmare when that happens.
Make a big stink.
These people didn't have a business license.
I won't write a letter to the editor about that.
Okay, then I have a question about that. What if somebody from OSU wants to submit a proposal? They won't have a business license.
You mean like a researcher. An individual researcher?
Yeah.
Well,
would they
go through the OSU? Yeah, they'd have to go through OSU.
But don't they have to do that?
Go through OSU, yeah.
But they have a business license.
OSU, yeah.
Somebody has to have a business license.
Yeah.
But that's issued by the city. for functioning, so...
It really...
It's not a question about getting it, it's just paying some money.
Exactly.
Right, it's...
but I think this allows a way out if they don't get it, that we can, you know, disqualify.
Well, you could strike the city of Newport.
Well, I don't think that's politically a good idea with all the...
No.
Because right now, there's also another task force that's reviewing the business license ordinance.
Yeah,
it's just been an issue that contractors, people from outside the city, are currently required to have a business license when they do work in the city, and including our city attorney. And so they just do. I don't think we should change that unless the business license ordinance is changed, and it is changed so that it's not a requirement.
There seems to be a skip, though, as far as Lincoln County. Does the city, the state, do we go to the federal government?
Yeah. I don't think that...
Is that...
I'll ask her, but I don't think that Lincoln County has any... I mean, I think that when you're in an incorporated city, it's the city rules that apply to a business. And if you're in an unincorporated part of the county, then the county provisions would apply.
So it's already covered by overlap.
So city money, city license.
The reason that the state is included is that a lot of times it may be a corporation, and...
So on that section, so you just want to put city licensing may be required or is required? Is that the really?
Well,
she wants to leave it that way, and the attorney doesn't. So that she needs to have a second discussion.
Either eliminating the city from this requirement or eliminating this requirement entirely.
Well, you may want to, as a legal clarification, you may want to say are licensed rather than qualified.
Yeah.
And then what you may want to do so that you
don't
limit the field, which is what this comment is saying, is that you're limiting the field of competition, say that one can be obtained for the purposes of this project.
Okay,
the proposer may apply for, you know, a business license in the city of Newport for the purposes of this, of executing the project.
Yeah, you put it in params after it just to clarify or whatever, but yeah, licenses would be required.
Yeah, appropriate licenses.
Right. $170,000, it's not, business license is not a big
$75.
Yeah.
But if they need a contractor's license or a general whatever, they need that.
Well, and that's the state oversees contractors' licenses. We don't.
So we need to know if they need one, or we require them to have one, or
we're not going to require them to have a contractor's license.
But if they should have one, then they are supposed to have one. They should have one.
But they're not building anything.
But I don't know that there would be.
If they're giving services.
Yeah. Well, we will require them to sign a contract.
But you know, the skipper of the boat, I mean, either, you know, if they have a boat out there or whatever, but they would know that. I mean, that would be the skipper's obligation. So
yeah, but they're subcontractors.
Just I think just a statement saying, yeah, you can obtain a city license would cover it, and then you have the umbrella of the state, the umbrella of the city, and yeah, you can get a city license if needed. That's just my two cents.
What do you think? What do you think about the contract term as she changed it?
The terms of the contract part?
Yes.
Or the dates, the schedule, or the.
Well, terms. See where. See D where it says contract term.
So it's negotiable and subject to an 8-month limitation on sampling analysis.
And 2-month limitation on production of final study.
It just puts a. The 8 months and the 2 months on either end of it, but leaves the field sampling kind of open.
Doesn't mean you can't negotiate the timeline. You can only negotiate the work.
Basically, if you have the data in hand, then you have a timeline.
So they're going to have 6 weeks to do this.
Is that still in the body of the?
I think so.
Bottom of page 4, are you saying?
Deliverables. And she's using the word study in place of what I would call a report.
Well, or
is that? Yeah, I think that might be a more appropriate word there, report.
Yeah, I don't know how we're.
It says final report,
right.
It says draft report and final report on page 4.
Yes, that's how it was referenced previously. So then it would read
a draft report.
Second line, analysis and production of a draft report. And a 2-month limitation on production of the final report.
Correct.
Well, I'm just thinking contract term versus deliverables, scope of services. I guess they're linking them.
Saying the same thing, Sasha.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Is a contract is terms. One of the contract term has a fiscal year. That's one thing, and then the deliverables says, you know, late summer, and certain milestones to hit. That.
Is everyone all right with that? Changing the studies to report.
Yeah, correct.
Any other changes in that section? Because we have the preliminary schedule, which clearly we're beyond. I guess my question to you is, do you think that we need to change the whole schedule at this point? Because we're off by...
Well, yeah, we're definitely
got to
readjust the timeline.
Here's the thing, once you publish it in the paper, how many weeks should someone have to return a proposal?
Well,
you still have to get in the paper, and that's going to take some time.
November, December. Basically, it was 2.5 months is what we had built in originally, because the release of the RFP was at the end of October, and then the proposals are due in mid-January, so 2.5 months, essentially. Mm-hmm. So we are...
But we're not going to make that October 28th.
Yeah, so...
Nor will we make November
17th. It'll be close.
Yeah. So... Should we add a week or 2 weeks on those?
Well, we're already 5 weeks.
Yeah, right. So my question is, do we need to change everything else by 5 weeks? Only because, I mean, is it unreasonable to put out, to issue the RFP, for example, next Monday, and then expect people to have only a month to submit this? Is that an unreasonable
period?
Right
over the holidays, too.
Yeah, there's a bunch of other federal stuff that goes at the end of the year that is going to tie up a lot of people that may be interested in applying for this. So I would suggest knocking that back a little.
I would change it by a month.
Yeah, I think could we say, when would you want to say the release?
Well, let's say the release would be December
5th.
Well, how about the 5th? I'm going to be gone the rest of the week.
You know, and you really can't do the study until the weather gets good, which is, you know, even if you...
But it takes some time to...
Can be closer
you
to
you need
the,
some lead time to prepare for
things
to feel like
that.
I had a different question related to timeline here, and I don't have the answer, but... What about grants? Is there certain times of year where they start lining up? Because the council wanted us to kind of somehow incorporate a granting flavor into this. Is there a certain times of year in a calendar when they start lining up, you know, grants?
There are different grant cycles, but I don't think
that doesn't play into it.
Yeah.
As far as like cities grants, other city grants, or other outside?
Outside, I kind of was touring around with looking at like EPA type grants and so on.
They're kind of all over the place. A lot of the EPA stuff falls at either the end of the year or the very beginning of the year. But they can be They can range.
Okay, so they...
Depending on the program, it can go all over the place.
Okay.
And then the city, I don't know. I would guess, I don't know what granting entities the city has. You have a few, but they're all through separate committees, right?
Yes.
So are they on the same timeline?
No. They're all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so we wouldn't miss an opportunity by drawing the schedule out.
Collected interest.
So what about releasing the RFP on maybe
about
that
Friday?
This Friday?
No, but yeah, I think the sooner it's out there.
Can you get it out tomorrow?
Well, I mean, the problem is some of you are going to provide some avenues for my advertisement that the RFP is available, which is this document.
Right.
So I don't have that information yet. I could get it out tomorrow if I had all of that information, but I'll only be here half day tomorrow, and then I won't be back till Monday, and then I have council that day.
So do you want to make it by next Friday, try to get it out there?
By the 9th? Want it before that.
How about by the 6th?
Yeah, that's Monday.
That's
could
Tuesday?
Could I get all the information that some of you had suggestions as to where we might run this?
Well, where would you normally run it?
No.
I just had one additional one, and I don't even know who to ask it for. Everybody's retired. Is Jimmy Kay still around? I suppose she could answer it.
Well, I know the Flax and Conway now is the head of the MRM program at OSU. It's the Marine Resource Management
right.
program. She's been excellent about funneling that money through to grad students for projects and stuff like that. So she is Michael Banks' old position. Basically.
Right, and Gil Sylvia.
Gil would be another one to get.
Yeah, we can get it to OSU in a variety of ways.
Okay.
I don't know beyond that, really.
We still have to meet the newspaper criteria, though.
This will be... I have to advertise it in the Newport paper as part of our public contracting
mm-hmm.
rules.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that the people who would be interested in submitting proposals are probably looking in the Oregonian or the Daily Journal.
Daily Journal of Commerce.
Do you think they'd look in the Daily Journal?
Is this the congressional one?
No,
it's a state.
So the action item is for us to provide you a list of outlets. Is there any boundary to is there a funding number, or you just get it out to...
I'd like to get it out to as many places as I can that will be affordable. So, I mean, I don't want to have to spend $500 to run this ad.
I think the Daily Journal gets most of the...
The Daily Journal is a fairly reasonable...
Yeah. Which someone say follow.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But my suspicion is that proposers will probably be made aware of this mostly through word of mouth.
I've already got Georgia Pacific people asking me that. They'll bang me again tomorrow night while you're talking away.
It is a pretty focused study.
Same Adams would be.
It's right here, right?
Running a copy.
So, when do you need this information? By, say, you want to do outlets, if you just send an email of a couple of places or the journal or whatever, I'm just trying to figure out.
If you could
have
get it to
need.
Me by Tuesday, then I could get it in the Newport News Times on Friday.
Okay, so send Peggy ad suggestions.
Yeah, actually, I'm just going to go ahead and run it in the News Times for Friday.
Sooner the better.
I think we all think the sooner the better.
And then whatever else you send, we'll deal with it as I get it. So Tuesday will be, if you can, Tuesday by 5 p.m. Okay, so that's going to put us on to December 6th. And then we had basically 2 weeks for the pre-proposal conference, but that put us...
I think we're going to have to be in January.
That's kind of a real time.
It is a weird time.
If it was in December, I'd say January, early January.
Yeah. Plus, if there are any possible graduate students who might be interested in this, it's possible that they won't even be around during that period of time or some of that time.
Well, I don't know that a graduate student could do this. This is going to require a vote, another person, things.
So the pre-proposal conference, what about if we made that on January 13th?
Make sure it's not a Friday.
Soon?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
It is Friday.
13th. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all right. Right on, let's do it. I like it.
Okay, so that's Friday the 13th of January.
And that's the pre-proposal?
Yeah, the pre-proposal conference. Now, okay. What about, and then we had basically all of December, so basically 2 months.
Yeah, but that's Thanksgiving and Christmas and all of that, so.
Yeah, but you don't
it was really only.
Yeah, but if you're writing proposals, that's not.
So, yeah
but I mean, we're past that time now, so. We
March.
Well, so that really pushes the, it needs to be March when we get the proposals.
Okay.
March, like the beginning?
Well, the proposal award date is March 5th, so I think maybe.
Well, that's going to move too.
Could that be the proposal due date?
Yeah, that's a Monday. Okay, so proposals due on March, or we could back that up until Friday.
Well, it says 5th here for the award.
That's so. Because that's a Monday and council has to make the award.
Oh, okay.
So that's a Monday. So we should maybe back up the receipt date until 4th is Sunday, March the, whatever that Friday is.
Second? The 2nd?
Yeah.
Well, the council's not
going to. The council's not going
not
to have that
packed on the 5th.
No. But then what has to happen is a group of you or the whole group will have to evaluate the proposals. It can't be left to council.
So we need at least 2 weeks. Mm-hmm.
There was also this period in here for interviews that Carrie put in. So do you think that you would want to interview proposers?
I would think so.
You do?
Well, I mean, at least the first pass to see what their depth and breadth and experience and kind of meet the
you can't you don't
the
think
parents, so to speak.
You don't think it would be in the written proposal? I guess I have to anticipate that the people who did, how do we say, are going to be the first amongst the bidders, and they're already kind of known.
The Section H is proposal evaluation and selection process, and it says the city will conduct a preliminary evaluation of all proposals to determine compliance with requirements and mandatory document submissions, and then that the proposals will be evaluated on the following categories, and it lists the number of points that can be assigned to each proposal. So I don't know that you're going to need to talk to people at that point. I think that you would want to review the proposals first,
right,
based on that, those categories, and then maybe conduct an interview with the top two or something. I don't know.
Sorry, questions or any,
Well, we may not even. Are we going to need to do interviews? We don't know that we will.
What?
We don't know that we will need.
We don't know that.
Interviews. I mean, that sounds to me like a.
Why don't we just
like
put
a contingency? If
why don't we put interviews?
If you interview well, you can go out in the ocean.
Oh, if we have questions, we can just have a telephone conversation.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's just take that out of there. The interviews.
Well, interview evaluation. Yeah.
There should be some face-to-face time with whoever we narrow it down to.
But so, yeah, I'm sorry.
Not a preliminary, not everyone, but just once we
the short list, yeah.
Get the short list and go make some face-to-face time and shorten part of our due diligence, I think.
Well, the evaluations of the proposals, I think that it would be, if they come in on the 2nd, which is a Friday, I think it would be a good idea to meet the following week and evaluate them pretty quickly. Does that sound reasonable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I won't be available that week, but other than that.
Well, then we won't do it that way.
I have no idea.
Well, is 1 week long enough? But thinking about it too.
No, it really, you might want to.
That dye study recently from OSU.
Which study?
The one that was just done just recently. They were releasing the green dye out there.
Yeah.
I know Scott Happel is help, but he's not the principal investigator.
Kip Sherman, maybe?
That's who it was. It's Kip. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm making my list free right now.
You know, it could be. I don't know how many proposals to expect, quite frankly. I wouldn't imagine that we would be overwhelmed by them, would you think?
I don't know what to say. I mean, I can remember one time when we were, looking at lunar samples and, quote, the Moonies applied. I mean, it was like, geez Louise. So, you never know. Mm.
The smallest side on Oregon history.
Well, that'll be on the. So, is 1 week or 2 weeks good enough for evaluation to get that short list?
And you don't even have to really. We don't have to have an actual meeting to evaluate them. Mm-hmm. I'll just give you a scoring sheet for each one, and you could do it on your own time, and then we could get together afterward. That would make more sense than to sit here, because really you should evaluate them individually.
Yeah.
Something too, there may not be enough time constraints to interview people face to face. We're gonna do it anything.
Yeah.
So
seems like we're gonna be allowing 2 weeks anyway.
Yeah,
the evaluations time. You should be able to perform in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think so. You're gonna develop this short list. And then have justification why the others didn't qualify, and that's some time to do that so that they don't challenge the contract. And then that short list, if there's some refinement, that's the other piece, and that's at least 2 weeks.
Okay, so 2 weeks would be March 16th, but I think that you will need to. Well, you could just turn that in, and we could.
So, if we said that we can maybe do that via conference call and remote, does everybody have, if there's an opportunity to do a WebEx? I don't know if you ever use online meetings.
If we're going to have a meeting, we are going to do it here in this room, and publicly noticed, not on the phone or anything. That would be in the newspaper.
Oh, okay.
But, what I was suggesting is that once we receive the proposals, I will make a copy of every proposal for each of you, along with an evaluation scoring sheet for each proposal, and that you could pick them up, and then we could meet in 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks, and then compile that.
Sure.
Compile those.
So when are the proposals due?
March 2nd.
Okay. So that's only giving 6 weeks for people to prepare.
Do you think that's enough time?
Yeah, because I think that my impression is that it would be.
Okay, good.
The point being that if you are able to do it, you probably have things kind of half out there already. In other words, you're already doing work out there, or you're already,
It's okay.
Does that sound? I mean,
just bringing that up. We had two. That cuts it down from 2 months.
2.5 months to 1.5.
Yeah. Right.
But you can't let it get too late either.
Yeah, because you're right.
So then, if you all picked up your copies of proposals with your evaluation sheets, and we agreed to meet on a certain day when you have them finished, then we could compile everyone's evaluations and sort of figure out who's on the short list at that point. Does that sound okay?
Is that when the interviews then would happen, after that?
After that, yeah. If you need interviews.
So then the award date is somewhere in the beginning of June?
No, it has to be much earlier.
It would be, what we do probably is 2 weeks from the date the proposals are due. We're going to need a little bit of time to make copies. So, let's see.
So proposals are due plus 2 weeks plus, you know, so that'll give us the evaluation period is 2 weeks.
Maybe we could meet on March 21st.
I don't know what day that is.
Me neither.
Meeting 5/24?
The 21st, you're saying?
March 21st. It's a Wednesday, so that's perfect. That's our regular meeting day.
5:30.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Okay.
So then we'll meet on the 21st and determine a short list. Then, if there are any interviews, if you suggest interviews.
Phone conferences.
We could do those by phone. Sure. If they weren't here, yes, we could definitely do that. And then the proposal award date, we could do it in at our second council meeting in April. That would give us some time for any kind of problem that arose. So it would be the third Monday in April.
That's getting late.
So does, after we make our evaluation, does legal need to evaluate the validity of their proposal as well?
No, what you would do is make a recommendation to the city council. Mm-hmm. That's what our job is here, okay. To recommend.
And then you would...
No, I'm just wondering if these folks need to, you know, see if there's some wormhole in there that we don't know.
What they'll do is they'll prepare the contract, or we'll do it here. We have a template, and then we'll send it to them for review before we do anything.
Okay.
So... You think that the proposal award date at the third Monday in April is too late?
I don't see how you can get it much sooner.
Yeah. I don't either. I mean, it's possible we could make the first Monday, but that would really be... I mean, it wouldn't allow any time for any...
Yeah, what's the weather open up for sampling?
We're
not until July.
It's not predictable anymore.
Right. But probably not in June.
We're going to repeat it this spring. What we have this spring, we'll have again this next spring. A long, cold, wet, nasty.
But I mean, we had an extended October, November, so
yes.
They very well could get off the ground and get a lot done in that.
But you don't want to be pushing. My point is, you don't want to be pushing us unreasonably if they're not going to get started till midsummer anyway.
Right.
Well, on the other hand, though, you need, I mean, the sooner you know that you need to get the boat and things in gear, and
get
out there.
Even if it gives you half a season, it gives you more than no season.
Right.
You know? Right. Well, you know, and then people will have ample warning. I mean, whoever gets the contract is probably going to have a pretty good idea, you know, that they're going to get it. So if they see, that they need to be preparing.
Well, they'll be looking at the dates and what we've given out, too. So
right, and while they're
won't
preparing.
Be a surprise.
No surprise, right?
Right. Okay. So, all right, so we'll go ahead and whatever date the third Monday in April is, we'll put that as the award date. And we can still leave the commencement date of the study as summer of 2012.
Yeah, that's better.
They could do
20th
it.
20th is the
want.
Third. Which 20th. The which day? Did you the
third Monday?
Oh, the third Monday is the 16th.
Okay.
So April 16th will be the proposal's due date.
That's the day council will make the award. The
award
due date for the proposals will be
March
2nd.
So they have to have them in.
March 2nd.
Yeah.
So is this part of your notification that's going to be in the paper, or?
No. What we'll do is we'll refer to this document that will be posted on our website.
Sure.
And I think we have a safety here. It says this schedule is subject to change. I'm going to change that from preliminary schedule. I'll take that word out and just say this schedule is subject to change and amendments will be posted on our website. That's what we do with all of our RFPs.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So, and the deadline for submission to proposals in the next section needs to be changed to to March 2nd.
And it says 2012, it should say 2011.
Where?
No.
The original proposal must be received by... Oh, I see.
Yeah,
that's right. That is 2012, isn't it?
It goes back. So then the next section where she's made comments is the proposal requirements. That's her new way of dealing with this. Mm-hmm. I don't think that we can change that.
It's like a will.
Yes.
It doesn't.
And she added in...
Actually, it doesn't make any sense to me, but it's all right.
Yeah.
If it makes sense to her, it's all right.
Right.
They get paid by the word. And then in sub 3, she added, and credentials.
I thought that was... That I agree with.
That's yeah.
Good. I could say they're qualified, but if you want to see the degree.
And then also in... Sub 5, she added, proposal should include proposal service rate and a total cost estimate.
I don't disagree with that at all. I didn't realize we had to see it quite that
probably
way.
Probably come in at 170.
Huh? Yeah.
What's the probability?
The magic number.
I think that's the magic number, yeah.
169.95.
And the question is going to be how much they say they can do for that.
Yeah,
right.
That's...
And then in the contract award process, the city's, she just didn't know the name of that. It's the Local Contract Review Board.
Would on that, just to back up a section, on that item number 5, mm-hmm. you know, about service rates and cost estimates, would that be a good spot to insert maybe granting opportunities welcome or
I think that
something to that effect. Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
You know, it's a pretty big deal chasing grants, so it doesn't seem to me we can ask them to take that on too as part of their proposal.
Especially the short back in there.
It's a short time, too, that usually it takes a while to apply for a grant.
If we wanted grants involved, we should have been saying...
Chasing those down.
Where they are included okay. in the amount.
Just a question. I know that was one of the things that kind of blindsided me a little bit in the council meeting.
Well, what happened, just for some historical reference, is that when the council... first discussed the formation of this task force and the task, they talked about this task force, you know, putting together grant guidelines and that'd be grant money rather than a proposal. And then when they actually formed the task force, they talked about that. And then when this task force first started meeting, it immediately went to the RFP. So there was that confusion. That's why we've amended those two resolutions, mm-hmm. the one that formed the task force and the other one that talked about use of GP monies to allow for this RFP process.
Yeah, I think it was under some sort of guidance also, if I recall, Lon and Jim were kind of suggesting that flavor as well, but
the RFP.
Yeah.
And I think that Penelope was too, because after she left and I started coming, it was always RFP. I think the council just wants to leave the door open. So if somebody calls and says, I'd like to do this, but I don't want to submit a proposal, I want you to give me a grant to do it.
I'm not comfortable with that.
No. I'm not comfortable with it either. And I think we talked about this before, in that the city would have more control over over a proposal rather than...
You don't have control over a grant once you...
Grant money. No, absolutely not.
Exactly.
Could we say that would help them in any way possible for them to pursue grants to...
No, that's...
We won't stand in their way. If they want some documents for a grant proposal, we can give them those, but we're not going to pursue it.
You mean a grant from another agency?
Well, let's say the contractor wants to get a grant to help pay for their...
From the city?
Who knows?
Oh, because the city won't be... I mean, this is the whole pot of money that the city has for ocean monitoring. So... they're probably going to have to submit a proposal, frankly, but it doesn't prohibit them from saying, well, I think this project will cost $340,000, which is twice the amount of money we've got, and then seeking grants elsewhere for that $170,000.
Matching money from somewhere else.
We'll help them get that. I mean, if they need documentation support.
Yeah, but they don't have time.
You know, it's up to them to get it. It's the timeline, frankly, I don't know when grants are available, how long it takes to get, even if you get accepted. It
takes a year.
Oh, yeah. We're not talking the same thing.
And we just want to get this. It's time to do this. Maybe we can.
You guys want to stop meeting, don't you?
Well, you used to bring cookies.
I didn't bring back. I did one time.
But
okay, so the contract award process, she changed it a little bit. She added a few things on the second paragraph.
I should say she's paid by the
word. Where page are you in?
Page seven. And I really, I don't see any problem with that. Mm-hmm. I actually am thankful for that.
Mm-hmm. And so on page eight, she says study when she means report.
Right. Again. Thank you for that. Did you say it twice?
So the contract that the city writes will say, you know, when they get paid, how much, what criteria.
It's very specific. She's going to look at it.
Okay. So we have to worry about that.
Oh, and then she added that piece under budget. I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, what happens to the extra money that's left on the table?
We buy cookies.
Cookies, all right.
Probably all that will be left.
Oh, cost reasonableness. It's over here under the proposal evaluation and selection process. So that's worth 20 points. So that's exactly where that could come into play. I think that's a good comment, because she said, without this reminder, she's concerned that proposers may propose to use the full budgeted amount, which I think they will anyway. But
right. We all do, yes. Well, that's all right.
Yeah. And then the next one, general city reservation, that's her stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought we already had this thing in the place. That's just standard.
To waive any informality? Waive any formality?
I've always seen it formality, but
I've never seen it as an informality.
Al asked her.
Informality is any problem with it. We don't.
Maybe you get paid more. For
have to let it. We don't want to.
Don't worry about the formalities. But it's, I don't know.
It just popped out. Any reference to we're not going to reimburse them for any cost of developing their RFP?
Right. Yeah. Right there. Is saying that it can't include energy.
Well, that's pretty much a given.
Yeah, it was a
That's why I suspect some of those who will.
Says all costs of proposal preparation shall be the responsibility of the proposer.
Mm-hmm. Rules shall not include any suspensions.
Got it.
Okay, cool. I do have one thing on the very front page. I don't know if we might want to consider changing this to an ocean study services or something other than the word monitor.
I agree, Charlie, because monitoring implies long term.
I think that. You know, I don't know how closely people are going to read past titles of stuff, but we should call it what it is and not what it isn't.
Ocean study.
Study?
Yeah.
Then I'll have to change that throughout, too.
Yes.
So it's on page 2 as well.
We do invest your call it monitoring. It's one time shot.
Find and replace. Find and replace.
Well, that's right. You have to find and replace.
Yeah.
Somebody uses Word.
Control that.
What I think I'll do, if it works for all of you, is I will amend this as our discussion tonight and then send it out to you. So if you see anything that jumps out, let me know right away.
So be change the due date too on the front.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Mark.
So then.
Good. Yeah, it's really good. That's really going to happen, huh? Hey.
Yeah, don't start talking like that.
We don't know. We don't get any responses back.
No, we will.
Yeah. So the other thing is the announcement, and it will have to be changed, too, because the due date is included in that, and that's changed as well. And then...
studies.
Ocean studies. That sounds a little bit like the Ocean Study Services. Should it be?
I know it does sound.
Ocean Studies.
Or Ocean Study.
Ocean.
Just Ocean Study.
Yeah,
Ocean. No, ocean for an Ocean Study.
Yeah.
Or Ocean Services.
I don't think we should have.
I don't think
services
don't make sense.
What about survey?
How about initial
assessment?
Assessment. That could be a...
Ocean... I mean, it's a bioaccumulation assessment, specifically.
So then would you call it Ocean Assessment Services, or just leave off the services?
I would just say Ocean
Services.
I would, too.
And leave off the services. The services is what's hanging me up.
Yeah,
you could say Ocean
too.
Study, but it's the services that messes it up.
It is.
Like you say, it's just not right.
It's all bioaccumulation, so...
What
did
you say?
An
initial ocean monitoring study.
Not monitoring, no.
Ocean study.
That's pretty good.
Do you want to put a bioaccumulation in or not?
They'll figure it out.
Okay.
Well, do you think we should have ocean bioaccumulation assessment?
How about ocean bioaccumulation study?
We're doing a survey. We're doing an ocean survey. Critter site survey.
Ocean. Can of worms here tonight.
Ocean bioaccumulation survey.
Yeah,
ocean
that's
marines.
What I like that.
Yeah, I kind of that. Okay. Ocean bioaccumulation survey. Yeah, that's better.
Because that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There you go.
I mean, they're not proposing hypotheses and testing.
Yeah, it's a survey. That's probably inaccurate.
Okay.
Wow.
So this is outside the scope of this, but a lot of the proposals that I write these days all have education and outreach as part of the process. Who's going to take care of that?
You guys are. No.
Ooh.
You looked at your
so
we'll have to change that resolution.
She looked right at
when we had our meeting with
you guys.
That's a federal, that's a government.
That came
thing.
Up during the work session.
It did.
And I think what I remember hearing from City Council was that when the information comes back and there's that draft period, the city is going to have to consider somehow how they want to disseminate outreach. And I offered to support that effort if that's another committee, if that's this committee, or if it goes back to the contractor. I personally don't think that we should let CH2M Hill do outreach and education. They're going to be publish a bunch of things that look like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at this is the second report, and I would say 90% looks like the first report.
I would bet.
About 95%.
Saves a lot of work that way.
So that's a discussion that still needs to occur, the education and outreach piece.
Yeah, I think...
I
don't know that it needs to be in the RFP, though.
No.
I just think that it's something we need to make sure that the council is still aware of, that we'll need to address.
Right.
Is it going to cost money?
Sure.
It could, or it could be very low budget.
70 then. No, I mean, that's all we got.
I mean, like one of the things I just picked up out there was, you know, Oregon Beach Monitoring Program. And so, you know, a little thing like another addendum.
But
like
is it in the city count? Is it in the city budget?
Well, not now.
There go our cookies.
I haven't seen one cookie, one cup of coffee, not on city time.
There was some cake here one time.
We don't. Well, that was a leftover from
somebody. Whatever. Donut holes or donuts.
I think that we could get. I think the city would invest a small amount of money if we wanted to produce a small publication, something like that, or like a little leaflet. Right. I mean, I think there should be some sort of community type report that's available for people.
Well, after all this, I would think. I just wondered if it should be part of the 170 is all I was asking. Mm.
You know, that's another thing.
Well,
that you
should we? Should we did ask for like an executive summary, though. Right?
No, I'm looking at it right here. The report shall contain an executive summary, a description of sampling and testing methods, a complete accounting of test results, and a recommended plan for risk assessment if bioaccumulation is observed.
Well, the city paper jump right on this and really put a big article on it?
Well, who gets to decide if it's observed? What's the normal background?
That's part of the risk assessment there.
Yeah, but all these things that they've been giving, that we've been getting, have, how do you say, the... of course, I can't find what I'm looking for,
The city is
tables like this that have the...
Yeah, right.
And then state with the...
I just thought I'd bring it up. No.
I think that's a good point, though, and
it's a good thing we need to keep in mind because there's, there can be various interpretation of what the results say, and so it needs to be clear that that's going to be handled in a balance.
And the point of this whole exercise is to educate people about what's going on with the plume.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think one of the premises weren't trying to analyze the data or make a judgment on the data. We're just going to get the data and put it out. And so whether there's a risk
I understood that the proposer will, have a...
They're going to give us the relative risk
assessment.
It'll
be included in the executive summary.
That was
right, but you don't just... take the executive summary.
Corrective actions to the beyond city or any other.
And look at this executive summary.
Yeah, we can't do that.
There's going to have to be some work and some resources and some time spent using the results to achieve the final end. And there's more money coming. Money comes in on this lease every year. So
cookies.
So the city has some resources it could put in that direction.
Not next year.
That's going to be storm water.
Jim and I pitched that into the storm drain problems.
Yes.
And cross connections. So.
Which I supported. I supported that strongly.
So then. We send you the emails with suggested publication avenues and make the timeline changes.
Could do is just state in this that there needs to be a budgeted amount. And we could state what that budget would be for doing that work.
For outreach?
It's just money that they can't include in their...
For education and outreach.
Oh, yeah.
Well...
I say we think
should
about
we
it.
Hold back $10,000 and for education outreach and make it an RFP for $160,000?
Do we have that authority?
That it takes an authorization.
I can talk to Jim tomorrow, but I mean, I would be a little bit concerned about somebody just doing outreach without talking to anybody here.
Yeah, has an official challenge.
Yeah, I think that the city's, I mean, Jim, the city manager, has expressed, you know, his concern
yeah,
about right. how that reads, and understandably so. I think that, honestly, this is a good opportunity that if this was something that, like, an OSU grad student or a teacher over there bit at, they could easily write a companion grant for the outreach and education.
That's true.
They could say, hey, look, we've got this study, but there's a major gap in that there has to be an outreach and education component, and mm-hmm. there will be money available for that kind of stuff. So that would be on the proposer, but I do see that as a possibility. If it went sort of through the university, C-Grant would be really good at that kind of stuff, too.
So is that part of our evaluation criteria? Do we have our evaluation criteria mapped out? Or do we want to wait on that for
the RFP?
Well, is it required? I mean,
There's technical details there, too.
Yeah, but what's the part? You have to do an outreach in education? It's required?
For federal grants.
Yeah, I mean, what we're doing have here.
No,
it's not required here.
So,
I think it's more, this is more, bring us a solution.
I think impute to his comment, I think you see a lot of, you know, whether it's private or public money for science funding opportunities, they require you not just to do the science, but to have an outreach and education component, because they don't want scientists working in boxes, essentially.
Darn.
It's good.
Okay, so are we done?
I think so.
So we're going to decide that we are going to include as part of this? Part of the
No, not at this time.
That's up to the city.
That's up to the city.
That's another.
Thank you.
Yes.
Meeting is adjourned.
I just had to get rid of that one.